Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk.
Okay, so they got a guy. The Packers apparently weren't terribly impressed with Sean Clifford or Michael Pratt as their backup QB to Jordan Love, so they traded for a guy. Everyone knows Malik Willis.
See, I think you said it right. A guy. They traded for a guy.
So they sent a seventh rounder to the Tennessee Titans for Malik Willis, who's been in the league. He's third round pick back in 2022. Started three games as a rookie. 50% completions, zero touchdowns, three interceptions. Kind of a just a guy.
I think what Willis is, he's a dart throw. This is a mold of clay to work with.
He is a dart throw, Nate Tice, former UW quarterback. He does some work for Yahoo Sports. He was on ESPN Madison giving his reaction. So the Packers threw a dart, and now they have Malik Willis. We'll see what happens.
Cut down days today. Packers need to be at that 53-man roster, so we're going to get a whole bunch of dudes cut today, and we'll find out. So what is that deadline, 3 p.m. our time?
Yes.
So that will come out later today. Brewers at home for a quick three-game series before heading back out on the road. We've got the Giants in town. And the new parking method in effect tonight, park, scan, and pay.
This type of technology is a game changer. You go right into the parking lot without stopping at a cashier. It should, by all accounts, eliminate or vastly reduce the queues that people have when they're coming into the lots when they're arriving at the ballpark.
That's Brewers VP of Communications Tyler Barnes on Wisconsin's Morning News. Go ahead, ask your question.
Which question? Oh, about whether or not you have to actually scan the QR code?
Yeah, your prepaid parking.
Yeah, if I buy prepaid parking, I still have to scan the QR code or no?
Yes, you still have to activate it. So even if you buy prepaid, once you park, you still have to look for that QR code that's posted around where you park and then register and sort of activate your prepaid parking. Ask your next question.
Why would I do that?
Why would I do the prepaid parking? Because in many cases, I think almost every time, prepaid parking is less expensive and it guarantees you a spot.
All right.
So that's why you would still do the prepaid parking if you so desire. That is in effect tonight. And the lots open 3 hours before game time. It's a 7:10 first pitch against the Giants. And daily tickets now on sale for the 80th U.S. Women's Open at Erin Hills in Washington County. The event is May 26th through June 1st of next year. Heretofore, only the larger packages were on sale, so now you can buy a single-day pass for as low as $25 in some cases. Ooh. Text GOLF to the WTMJ talk and text line, 855-616-1620. GOLF for more information on tickets. 10 minutes before 7 o'clock on Wisconsin's At 7 minutes before 7 o'clock on Wisconsin's Morning News, I've always kind of been divided on the issue of the scooters in Milwaukee. These, you know, rent-a-ride electric scooters, they're zipping all around the city, and there's an interesting problem that's developed and one possible solution for it. More on that in a moment. You have two scooter operators after first them just sort of showing up on the streets and then multiple trial periods over years here in Milwaukee. They are now approved to operate in the city. Spin and Lime are the ones. There was another company out there for a while as well.
Bird,
yeah,
something like that.
They might have been the first.
Bird scooters.
But it's Spin and Lime that are authorized to operate in the city. I think Lime is the more popular of the two, but they both operate in the same way. It's app-based technology. You have an account. You pay per minute on the scooter. You activate the scooter on the app. You take your ride to wherever, you shut it down, and then you pay digitally. Unlike the bubbler bikes, which have docking bays and sort of a home,
right,
so to speak, these scooters are just sort of left wherever you end your ride across the city, which, in addition to as a driver and pedestrian being sort of annoyed by them, has also given me pause as to whether I supported the city's move to allow them. They look bad.
Yeah, they're just kind of
just there,
laying in the grass sometimes on the side of the road.
There's one that's like a half beat away from where we actually enter the parking garage.
I noticed that this morning.
Still there.
Just in the driveway almost.
It's been at least two, 3 days. Right. Just almost there, right? Reason to support? I mean, young people in particular seem to like these. They're all over major cities across the U.S. I want us to be a progressive city that people want to be in. And if this helps, despite the fact that I'm not going to use them or somehow old man annoyed by them.
And they do get used.
Yes.
I mean, there are definitely people using them.
So we are where we are. Here's the recent problem, as detailed in a piece by the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel this week. Lime is rolling out a parking blitz plan, which, according to the piece, will introduce mandatory parking zones in high traffic areas such as historic Third Ward, Brady Street, North Avenue, South Shore Park. The mandatory parking zones are highlighted for riders in the Lime app. This is apparently in response to people's complaints that these things are being dumped all over the place, including, in some cases, as we just detailed, blocking sidewalk access, blocking bike lanes. If there's one thing the city desperately wants to protect, is these
bike lanes
that they're spending millions of dollars to put up, or chalk lines all over the city. And cyclists, in fairness, don't want to have to navigate around an obstacle course of scooters all in their lane, right? They expect to be able to do their thing. So JS was following up with a guy who works at a retirement home on the east side. And he contacted the Journal Sentinel complaining that these scooters are all over the place and some of his folks have trouble getting around. Walker, wheelchair, what have you, they're having problems using the public thoroughfare, the sidewalks, because these scooters are all over the place. So Lime, according to the piece, has at least one potential solution. They're going to set up designated parking zones in those high traffic areas, and then the app basically won't allow the user to end the ride anywhere other than in those zones. So you can dump it, but tick-tock,
you'll still be going.
Right.
Okay.
This is what the piece says. The system is set up, here's a quote, quote, set up so people cannot end their rides via the Lime app when they are not at the right place in a mandatory parking zone. That's Calvin Elmore, Lime operations manager for Milwaukee. So that sounds like a potential solution.
See one little area with a whole bunch of them all piled up.
But at least they're in one spot
and they're
not in the middle of the sidewalk or on the side of the road. Maybe it'll work, maybe it won't. But it at least sounds like a good faith effort from the operator to respond to issues and concerns that were raised. One of my favorite parts to close this out in the JS story, the reporter is talking about the guy who contacted them about this problem, right? And the story says he wrote in an email to Public Investigator, which is the JS investigative unit, right? Looking for help here, adding he already had reached out to his alderman and other local officials who said they could not do anything about the problem.
Sorry, can't help you.
Can't help you. Nothing we can do. I don't know. It sounds like this potential solution was thought up fairly quickly.
And interesting.
Yeah, maybe it works, maybe it doesn't, but clearly there was some conversation
some
to be had.
Some type of solution created, at least an attempt.
But city officials, rather than be the broker on behalf of their resident, their concerned resident, their constituent, try to find a solution, nothing we can do about it. Sign the contracts. Good work done there at City Hall. 657 on Wisconsin's Morning News.